I really am excited. All right, so I'm a stargazer, all right? Make fun of me. Yeah, but she's staying right down the street at the Vista with her fiancé, Senor Luna, there. So I'm tempted to invite her over to the Grease Palace for a little dinner. I don't know. You know, these rich people, they get tired eating out in restaurants all the time, even though they're eating the top-of-the-line food and stuff that, you know, makes your mouth water. But they eat it all the time. They get tired. I'd kind of like to invite Liz and Senor Luna to the Grease Palace for a burrito party. Yeah, I mean, that Latin loop-de-loo makes a heck of a burrito, and maybe Liz and Victor would like a few. You know, it's a little change of pace from the mundane meals they're used to. Maybe Liz and I can have a burrito-eating contest, huh? Maybe she'd like that. Me and Liz sit at the table with the loop-de-loo, bringing out a tray of steaming burritos piled high. Victor would stand there with a stopwatch, and they'd say, go! And we'd start shoving them burritos into our yaps. One after another, I'd be eyeing Liz, she'd be eyeing me, as our jaws masticated frantically. One after another. 5, 6, 7, 8. I hesitate on 8.5. I feel a little bilious, but no, Liz knocks it down. 9, 10. She smiles triumphantly. Would you like me to stop now, Mr. Grease Medalli? All right, stop it, stop it, stop it. The loop-de-loo consoles me as Liz polishes off what's left in my plate and triumphantly runs to the arms of her fiancé. But then I have another challenge for her. I say, all right, I admit you've bested me. Would you like to come up to my soundproof room? My soundproof music room, where I do all of my recording. I challenge you to sit next to me in that room, saying not a thing, but with tape recorders rolling and the mics turned up to maximum sensitivity. What do you think, Liz? You think you can do it? She'll say, I don't know. Victor, what did I do? She'll say, prove it to him. Prove it, go. Go to the room. And sure enough, she and I will sit side by side, eyeing each other, waiting for the first olfactory faux pas. And sure enough, I didn't see that look in her eye. The TIAC will be rolling, preserving the moment forever. After which she'll leap at the machine. I must have that tape. No, Liz, no, it's mine. You're not going to play it on the air, are you? Well, I don't know. It's my future. I'm going to sell the tape for thousands of dollars. Lloyd's of London will have an auction one day. The infamous tape. But I swear to you, Liz, I shan't release it until all the parties are long gone. I'll save it for my old age, Liz, and only then will I release this tape. She'll say, well, okay. But sooner or later, the market will get wind of it, so to speak. It will be flooded with bogus tapes. People will be submitting tapes claiming authenticity. I'll try to claim mine as the real one, but nobody will listen. Soon there'll be no market for the tape, and I'll end up in poverty. And her secret will be forever safe, and her own unique noise will be forever kept from the world. So I suppose I should play my tape before the world is flooded with bogus ones. Here it is.
Ah, you are the rumor.
DC's first choice for rock is DC 101, WWDC-FM Washington.